Gushing, fawning, insincere, an ocean of tears, real or otherwise, it could only be the acceptance speeches at the Oscars. Well, this year's ceremony is in full flood, as we heard from Tom there. So what have the speeches been like so far, and what can we expect? Well, with us is professional speechwriter Lawrence Bernstein, who runs Great Speechwriting, to analyse and dissect the words of the winners. Lawrence, welcome to the programme. Thanks for joining us. From a speechwriting perspective, what are the key elements to a great speech? What do you need to do?
Well, hello, Matt. Ultimately, we're looking for something that's relevant, it's original, it's brief, and hopefully it's got that little bit of X factor, be it the humour, be it that touch of class that is often missing from these occasions.
It's probably said more so in relation to the Oscars that it's not the memorable speeches you remember, it's the dreadful speeches that people remember. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's the Gwyneth moment, as it's become known in the speechwriting world. These guys have a bit of a problem because they are adored and revered for something they are not. And so when the costumes come off and they actually have to be themselves, it can be a bit of an anticlimax for their audiences. But tonight, actually, I've been pretty impressed so far.
Really? What have you been hearing so far that's stuck out for you?
Well, we've heard about the Asghar Farhadi Iranian speech about the separation. It was calm. He was assured. He was well rehearsed. But he came out with a political statement that wasn't over the top. He dedicated his award to the people of my country who despise hostility and resentment. And I think you couldn't have a much more appreciative audience of that sort of message than a bunch of emotional Americans.
He was treading a fine line, I imagine. I mean, I saw a bit of the speech, but he seemed to be managing to do it quite well.
He did. I mean, he didn't rant, he didn't rave. He was calm, and he received a rapturous reception in the auditorium, which is... ultimately, when we take relevance into account, that gives him 10 out of 10.
And I suppose it's unusual to have a speech that has, I suppose, that amount of political significance either way, and he has to kind of watch every word in many ways.
It is, but I think because of the subject of his film gave him, I guess, the leeway to be slightly more political. I think if Christopher Plummer had come out and given the same message, it might have sounded a little bit odd.
Indeed. Octavia Spencer came on and she had quite a tearful speech, and she thanked, amongst other people, the state of Alabama. I thought struck me as slightly unusual.
She was the, I'd call it a study in overstatement.
There were a couple of other overstatements as well, weren't there? There was one thanking everybody born, not yet born, about to be born.
Yeah, it didn't go, I didn't catch who it was. It didn't go as far as the Natalie Portman from Black Swans, who effectively thanked her parents for conceiving her. but there was a lot of hugging going. There was a group who won... who won a sound award, who on the screens in front of us were doing a lot of physical stuff, which we don't necessarily coach when we're talking about speech delivery. But I think actually we mentioned Christopher Plummer earlier, and he was both funny and humble. He mocked the fact that he'd been rehearsing this speech for what we all now know is 83 years. But he thanked everybody he needed to thank. He mentioned his daughter and his wife. He said his wife deserved a Nobel Peace Prize for supporting him. I think he was absolutely terrific.
And very briefly, Billy Crystal's monologue, quite funny, I thought.
I'm a big Billy Crystal fan.
Yeah, he had a great line about, in the economic hard times, that the idea that Hollywood respond by having millionaires give each other gold statuettes was a rather funny moment.
I think he's absolutely brilliant. And unfortunately, I think the double acts who try and put on a show... giving awards between his stints don't quite reach the same level.
Brilliant. That's Lawrence Bernstein, and he'll be keeping us up to date throughout the rest of the programme on the great speeches, good, bad and indifferent, all here on The World Today.